so happy to see you all once again. And we return to a subject that we have started many times. I hope those of you who have been here before will realize that I have to start from the beginning for the benefit of the new people. And I think, however, that we can all learn something from the beginning. Let me say, first of all, that those of you who have ever studied astrology, that the astrology that is taught by the world is incorrect. It's perverted. And it gives the wrong slant on life and on you and on your divine purpose. I would suggest that you do not study the world's astrology at all, and that until we have the cosmic astrology that the masters teach in book form, that you rely on your God presence for direction rather than on the interpretations that are given in the magazines. The ascended masters have warned us of the psychic involvement that you can get into when you base your life on, or even if you have had a casual reading of astrology, concepts that are given to you about what you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do are so inaccurate that they can completely abort your divine plan. I'm sure you realize that in an hour I cannot set before you all that the masters have given us on this astrology. But we will begin, and you're welcome to take notes. I think you should, because it is quite complicated, although I'll try to simplify it. First of all, the 12 hierarchies that are referred to under the names of the 12 signs of the zodiac. These 12 hierarchies actually have their focuses around the great central sun. The central sun cannot be seen by us. It is no part of this galaxy, although the god star Sirius is our nearest focus of the great central sun to this solar system. Our galaxy is one among millions of galaxies that revolve around what is known as the great hub. It is the great central sun. Now, around this central sun, stepping down the energies of the Creator for use through these millions of galaxies are the 12 hierarchies. Now, we use the same names as are used in the astrological signs for these hierarchies. These hierarchies are not the stars in the heavens which we see. However, the stars that are grouped together under what is called the constellation of Aries or of Pisces are focuses of their energies. I'm sure you all realize that the formation that we observe, for instance, as Capricorn or as Cancer, does not represent a group of stars that are near to each other at all. They are millions of miles removed, but as they appear from the Earth, they look as though they form a group. So some of the problems which have been raised in the world's astrology that these groupings are changing because we're moving and because our galaxy is moving have no bearing on the divine astrology, which is based not on the stars but on the hierarchs who ensoul the stars and who focus a certain aspect of the Creator's consciousness. Now, the aspects of the Creator's consciousness that is ensouled by these great beings are listed in a decree that we have. It is 6.04. You might have that open or take it out as I am talking. It's the round-the-clock protection. Now, first of all, the placement of the hierarchies on the clock or on the chart. You should have before you, drawn on your notepaper, a circle. And if you will place the 12 lines of the clock on this circle, in other words, draw a clock like we have up here. Capricorn is on the 12 o'clock line. Aquarius is at 1, and we go through the year. Pisces is on the 2 o'clock line, Aries on the 3, Taurus the 4. Are you all writing these? This is important for you to know because as we define these lines and you determine what your birth sign is, you will find out a great deal about your own divine blueprint. Gemini is on the 5 o'clock line. Cancer is on the 6th, Leo on the 7th, Virgo on the 8 o'clock line, Libra on the 9th, Scorpio at the 10th, and Sagittarius on 11th. Now we may make invocations to the hierarchs, for instance, of Aries, bearing in mind that the name that is assigned to those hierarchs in the great central sun may not vibrate as the sound we make when we say Aries, but nevertheless, our calls are translated to that hierarchy. It is important that we know what we were talking about when we say Aries then. The central group of that hierarchy would be 144,000 cosmic beings. Under each one of the 144,000 cosmic beings, there are legions of angels, angel devas, elementals, and ascended masters serving. And they are serving to release the tremendous power, the white fire, the sacred fire from the central sun. They step it down so that it can be used in each succeeding galaxy. Now, the center of our galaxy is the core, or the sun, of our system. The energies from the great central sun, from these 12 hierarchies, would be stepped down to the center of our galaxy. They would be stepped down again by beings in the center of our galaxy for the solar systems and universes within that galaxy. They are stepped down again by Helios and Vesta, which is the sun of our own solar system. And there is a temple of these 12 hierarchs over Manhattan on this planet. It is headed by the Goddess of Liberty. And there are 12 focuses within that temple that again step down these cosmic energies for mankind's use. So you see, hierarchy on this planet goes all the way back to the central sun. And until you know that, you don't see your divine destiny in relation to this cosmic center of all life. Now your crystal cord that emanates from your God presence that you see in the chart, that cord goes all the way back to the great central sun. You are tied to the great central sun and have been since the hour of your creation. The God presence is created first, and then when you are destined to descend into the world of form, you come forth, the soul comes forth from the God presence, and then it embodies in the four lower bodies, and we are as we are here. Now, when you were given birth in the great central sun, you came under one of these 12 hierarchies, and under the grouping of the 144,000 cosmic beings under that hierarchy. So, cosmically speaking, you are serving under one sign. Now that sign may not necessarily be the birth sign, because we must gain mastery in each of these 12 houses. And so in succeeding embodiments, we are born under all 12 of these signs over and over again until finally we attain mastery. Now the dates for these signs are the same dates that are used by the world's astrology. So you can line up your dates, and you will know when Aries changes and so forth. And by that, you should determine your own birth sign. You will note that the colors of this chart are in the colors of the threefold flame. The 12, 3, 6, and 9 o'clock lines come under the blue flame. Those are the hierarchies of Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, and Libra. Those on the 1, 7, 4, 10 axis are pink. They come under the pink flame, and those are the signs of Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio. On the 2, 8, 5, 11, which forms another cross, is the yellow flame. So you see a cosmic manifestation of the threefold flame. When these energies are in whirling motion, they become the white fire of the Christ consciousness, which shows that when you attain mastery by manifesting the godly virtues of the 12 hierarchies of the sun, then you attain the Christ consciousness. And that is the definition of the Christ consciousness. And when you attain that, you are no longer standing on the periphery of the clock in one of the houses. You move to the center. You become the 13th. You become the Christ with the 12 focuses around you, or the 12 attributes, or the 12 disciples. So that is our goal in using the Ascended Master's teachings. Now, the mastery that we must realize, the qualities which we must have, are those which are listed in this decree. If you will look on the second side, section C of the decree, you will notice at 12 o'clock there is listed God power. Now that is the sign of Capricorn. Now how do you know when you have mastered the energies of Capricorn and have in manifestation in your world the fullness of the God power of your mighty I Am presence? You can be sure that you will not have it as long as you have manifesting in your four lower bodies the qualities listed in column B on the preceding page. You look at the 12 o'clock line. It says criticism, condemnation, and judgment. Now I'll explain why this is so. All cycles begin in Capricorn. They begin at the 12 o'clock line. No matter what month of the year it is, when you start on a new venture, the beginning of that cycle, cosmically speaking, is in the house of Capricorn, and it is to the hierarchies of Capricorn that you look for God power to start your project. Now, if you have in your consciousness patterns of criticism, criticism of other people or criticism of yourself, you may have self-condemnation. You may be constantly condemning yourself for this or that. Or you may have a tendency to judge others, to look at people and say, well, he's not following the truth and he's not very evolved, and constantly judging and analyzing people. Now that activity, which is of the mental and feeling body, dissipates your God power. And so you do not have the fullness of power that you require to initiate a cycle, any type of cycle in your life. Now this is a process of self-analysis which you must go through. You may come to the point where you can honestly say that you are not critical or condemnatory of any part of life. And you may feel, well, now I have removed that from my world. I should be manifesting God power. You must remember, however, that you have momentums from many, many lifetimes, thousands and hundreds of thousands of embodiments on this and other planets. Now, the full momentum of what you have done in error, or misqualified, as we use the term to misqualify energy, will not be apparent to your outer consciousness. So if you simply say, I don't have any condemnation in my world, you may not be correct, because you may find that in the subconscious layers of your being, which we call the electronic belt, that there may be momentums of condemnation from many previous lives. What do we do about this? Because what is beneath the surface of the iceberg of consciousness has just as much influence upon our lives as that which we are aware of on the surface. The only thing we can do is ask God to release the sacred fire into our subconscious world to remove all the cause-effect record and memory of that momentum on the 12 o'clock line. Now that is why we have this decree. The decree for the round-the-clock protection assures you that even though you may not be aware of the perversions of the qualities of the 12 hierarchies of the sun, that the sacred fire, when you invoke it daily, will transmute the cause-effect record and memory of everything that is also at subconscious levels. So the 604 decree is the most important daily decree that you can give in addition to your tube of light, violet flame, and protection. The reason is more than that which appears on the surface. The reason is this, that all of life, the entire cosmos, all the way back to the great central sun, runs on cycles. Do you know that on a given day, at a given hour, there is only a certain portion of your own karma, or what we call this misqualified energy that is in the subconscious, that can be transmuted? You cannot transmute all of your imperfection in one given day. That is not because God does not have the power to do that. It is because by the law of cycles, only a certain house or a certain cross of houses will be open to you for transmutation on a certain day, and only a certain aspect and a certain layer of that consciousness in the electronic belt will be available for transmutation. Now, if you skip this decree for a day or for a week, you find that the cycle has gone on two or three or four notches around the clock, and you have other things that you can transmute, but you have missed the cycle for the necessary transmutation of other aspects of the electronic belt. This is important because one cycle depends on the next cycle, and the next cycle depends on the previous cycle for its fulfillment. So when we are on an upward spiral to return to the God presence through the ascension, we have to realize that it demands the utmost devotion and the consecration daily of our energies to transmutation. Now, that cycle that was open yesterday may not be open again for a month, or for a week, or for a year, or for 10 years. So we must be very diligent if we are really intending to become the master of the 12 planes or the 12 houses of God's consciousness. Now, it's very easy for you to go through the 12 lines of the clock and list these powers. The 1 o'clock line lists God love under the hierarchs of Aquarius. Naturally, when the Earth is in Aquarius, you have a tremendous opportunity to draw the power of God love into your consciousness and also to transmute that which is listed under column B at the 1 o'clock line, which says all hatred and mild dislike. Now you go on to the 2 and you see that it's Pisces. You don't see it on this decree, but you see it on this chart. The 2 o'clock is Pisces, and there is the momentum of God mastery. That means mastery over energy, mastery over life, over cycles. You can read through this list, and you can see the perversions of those conditions of consciousness. And then you can organize in your mind and understand what you are transmuting each day. Now, if you will notice, we have a 24-hour day, but we have a 12-line or 12-hour clock. It is actually true that at 3 o'clock in the morning and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you have your greatest opportunity of the entire day to transmute the energies on the 3 o'clock line, which happen to be conceit, deceit, arrogance, and ego. And when you transmute that, there is an inrushing of the sacred fire from the Holy Spirit into your consciousness, which replaces what you have transmuted with the flame of God control. Now, each one of these qualities which are listed on the section C of the decree are flames. And these flames, this is why these are drawn as flames on the chart. As soon as you have replaced the misqualified energy with light, then in place of that density in your subconscious, there will manifest the flame. And the flame will be in the colors that we have here. The axis of the blue, the yellow, and pink that I have gone over. Now, the cycle of the planetary year, of course, Capricorn begins in December, the 21st or 22nd of December. And the year proceeds, changing on or about that date each month with these signs. Now, if you will notice the world and the newspapers and the activities in the world, you will find that you can pretty well see how the planet is going through initiations under these hierarchies. You will find that you can actually feel a certain amount of fear and doubt and records of death coming to the surface of the entire planetary body during the reign of the hierarchs of Pisces. And that takes us up to the spring equinox. That ends about March 21st. And then you come into the Aries sign with the power of the spring equinox, and you will see the arrogance, you'll see it in politics, you'll see it nationally in all types of manifestations. And so you will know by what sign and what house we are in, what decrees to give for the planetary body. This round-the-clock protection, then, can be given for the entire planet and its evolutions. Now, one of the most important things that the Ascended Masters teach is that one individual who aligns himself with the power of his presence and the Christ within him can accomplish the works of millions who are not so aligned. You have to see then that the strength of the Ascended Master's activity is not in numbers, but in the strength of the individual devotion of its members. You will come to the place where you realize that you can transfer your consciousness to any city in the world. You can anchor your own mind in that city. You can give decrees. You can give this round-the-clock protection or the decrees for divine direction or the will of God. And you can set up a most powerful focus for good in that city if you are, of course, decreeing for the will of God and if you understand the science of cosmic astrology. Now, even if you don't understand that science, you can do a powerful amount of good. But when you do understand it, you would know exactly what calls to make at what hour of the day and where. I have in the room where I give my prayers a clock that tells me what time it is everywhere in the world. So that when I am working at a certain time, Colorado time, I know what invocations I have to make for Tokyo or Moscow or Peking or wherever I wish to anchor the sacred fire. And so I will appeal to those hierarchies. Now you will see under the list of A, the names of masters who themselves act as the step-down transformers for the 12 hierarchies of the sun to this planetary body. Under the hierarchy of Capricorn, you'll see the great divine director and the seven archangels. So you call to them to do the work of transmutation and to assist you individually and on a planetary scale to handle the energies that are opposing the light of Capricorn in manifestation. So forth. You can go through the whole list. You will see that Saint Germain stands under the hierarchs of Aquarius on the 1 o'clock line. Now, if you are an Aquarian, then Saint Germain is your master in terms of the yearly cycles. And you can find out who your master is by determining what your birth sign is. Now, where the explanation of this chart gets a bit complicated to some of our members is the understanding of where the birth sign and their own birth year comes in relationship to the circle of the year that the planet is going through. The planet starts its Capricorn in December. Now, if you are a Capricorn, your year is congruent with the planetary year. But if you are not, you have to draw another circle. You can draw it outside of this circle. And what you will do is place your birth sign at the 12 o'clock position. Now, I happen to be an Aries, and so I would put my Aries up here. Now, my year begins in Aries, which means that when I begin my birth date in Aries, I will move forward around the clock in the 12 houses of the 12 hierarchies, so that simultaneously while the planet is in Aries, I will be handling in terms of my personal karma that which falls on the 12 o'clock line. Actually, what you can do is take two pieces of cardboard, pin them together in the center, and cut two circles, an inner circle and an outer circle, and you can play with these and turn them so that you can figure out anybody's astrology. You put their birth sign at the 12 o'clock line and you will know where they are in terms of the Earth cycle. Does anyone have a question on that?
Yes. Are there any books on that subject?
There is no book written on this subject because this is information that the Masters have released to us. And it will be in the book. As you know, the book has 33 chapters. This is advanced instruction. You cannot put this type of information in the first chapters. The first chapters have to deal with the simple teachings. This will be in later chapters, and so it will not be published in the near future. But I can answer any questions today because the Master wants a growing body of disciples on the planet to be able to go forth and work with this chart, work with the cosmic astrology and the cosmic hierarchies, so that you can anchor the light throughout the planet and stay the tides of darkness for the incoming golden age. So if you have any questions on this, I'd like to clarify them now, Octavia.
When you say that you put your birthday on the 12 o'clock line, say financial line, you're working to clean your own body up.
What is your birth date?
My birthday is September the 1st.
All right, let's put September the 1st on the 12 o'clock line.
Yes.
That is when you begin your yearly cycle. October the 1st would be on the 1 o'clock line. November the 1st would be on the 2. December the 1st would be on the 3 o'clock line. January the 1st, you see, you would be entering Taurus. Now, January the 1st, the Earth happens to be in Capricorn. So while the Earth is in Capricorn, you would be in Taurus. February 1st, Octavia, will be in Gemini. February 1st, you know what that the sign is, Aquarius. March 1st, Octavia is going to be working on her personal cycles under Cancer. The Earth, March 1st, will be in Pisces. You see, you go by the date of the year to find out where the Earth is. That's easy, because you know what signs of the zodiac are dominating what dates of the year. April 1st, Octavia will be in Leo. April 1st, the Earth will be in Aries, and so forth.